Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Boy, oh boy, was Mrs. Jones burned up. Well, she acted as if something terrible had happened.
Well, what did you do?
You see, this morning she was busy washing clothes, so she asked me, will I go to the store for her?
Yeah?
And, well, when I get to the store, I can't remember the name of the soap she wants.
Uh-oh.
I figured one kind's as good as another.
And that shows all you know about it.
Yeah, that's what Mrs. Jones said. Young man, she says, very indignant-like, if you ever had a big wash to do, you'll know when I tell you I want does, I want does.
Well, what's does?
What's done? Say, you wouldn't ask that if you had heard Mrs. Jones. Why, she says this does is a new kind of granulated soap. And it sure must be wonderful stuff. Mrs. Jones says Dust does all three kinds of wash. Towels, work shirts, rayons, everything.
Yes, if you found out how this one amazing new soap does everything in the wash, why, you can take your nicer colored washables, your pretty rayon slips and dresses, and turn them right over to Dust. And Dust will do them with far greater safety for those pretty colors than you get in any other leading granulated wash day soap. And yet, Dust doesn't back down on the tough jobs, not a bit. It gets heavy work shirts clean without any hard scrubbing and no boiling. And as for your white pieces, say, Dust will show you just how really dazzling white your towels and linens can be. Why, no soap made washes clothes whiter than Dust. Honestly, once you try Dust, you'll see it's not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind. You've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. So, just ask for Does, D-U-Z, in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Does do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, dinner at the Goldbergs tonight is complicated by the presence of guests. And for Molly and Jake, these are unwanted guests. The Jerome's mother and son, and the girl whom Walter Jerome is engaged to, are the people Molly wants in her house. For it was because of Walter that Rosie went to Florida. Because Rosie fell in love. And Molly doesn't see any use in creating any further dimensions to the situation. But the situation seems to be creating further discussions for Molly. Listen.
All right, Jake, please, please, so put on your coat already, please. If Walter and his mother and Norma are coming, they're coming.
Can't I be absent? Must I be present?
Jake, please. Please, don't make a molehill. It's only a mountain.
I know whereof I speak, Molly. Don't pull my tongue. Don't make me say what I promised myself I wouldn't utter.
G-Pa.
What's the G-Pa?
Nothing.
I want to know what's the nothing.
It's nothing,
Molly. Sammy. Jake. What's the something?
Well, Papa's upset because Walter wrote Rosie a letter.
How do you know?
Aunt Elka wrote a letter.
Aunt Elka wrote a letter? So where's the letter? Why did I saw the letter?
Give Mama the letter.
Gee, Pa, why couldn't that have waited? Did you have to do that now?
Yes, now. Before our distinguished guests arrive. Yes, now.
Give me the letter.
Here. That's them, huh?
Put your coat on, Pa, please.
Don't worry.
Oh, wait, look out, Kitty, please. I'm nervous enough already.
Seymour.
Ma, you're not going to ask Seymour to stay to dinner, are you?
Sammy, please, why didn't I see this letter about Rosalie? The child was feeling better already. She was beginning to come to herself and, until she got Walter's letter.
Oh,
why?
I'm not exploding.
Come in, Seymour.
Maybe Seymour can take my place tonight. And I could be excused,
G-Pa.
Yes, G-Pa.
There's anything I can do to help.
You helped enough, Seymour. You've done us so many good turns, I think we can do without any more tonight.
Sammy, please.
Your honored guests are arriving, Molly.
So go to the door.
Sammy, go to the door.
I'll go if you want me to.
Sammy, Jake, will you please go
I'm
to the
going,
door?
I'm going, I'm going.
Did you get more disturbing news from Rosie, Mrs. Goldberg?
Go in, Seymour, please.
Surely.
Go in, Seymour, please.
Your mother said it was all right to go in, Sammy. Your mother said
okay.
It was all right.
Okay, Seymour.
Come in, Ma.
Please, Sammy. Please. Where did you put them in the parlor?
Yes, Ma.
So go in there and excuse me to them. Pardon me to them. Let me get myself together.
Okay, Ma, but Ma, if Walter wrote to Rosie...
I don't want to know his reasons. He's engaged. Walter is engaged. Jerome's are not on our stratum. His mother has higher ambitions, and he's engaged.
Go in, Sammy. Hang them up.
Didn't you take their coats, Pa?
I am not the butler.
Say, didn't you put on your coat?
If I haven't got it on, I haven't got it on.
Why didn't I see this letter from Count Helke before, Ron?
I want to spare you.
I'm leaving for Florida tomorrow, Jake.
That's what I want you to do.
So go inside.
Ma, will you please come in? Ma, will you please come in?
Jake, come, we'll go in.
Take your apron off, Ma.
Take my apron off? Why should I take off my apron? Why should I take off my apron? That is my regular attire. I don't wear evening dresses when I sit down to the table. I always wear an apron. I never wear evening dresses. With cutting out. I wear an apron. Please. That's my attire. That's as I am.
And as I am.
Well, I'm not asking you to put on any airs.
I didn't say put on airs.
Come
well, wait a minute. Let me take off the apron. Business. An apron.
How do you do? Won't you please sit down? Please, if you will. Without time to take care.
Yes, Ma.
Take a pulse and time. I'm just preparing time. I'm supper, if you will. If you will excuse me, please. Excuse me, please.
Excuse me, please. Molly. Molly. Did you notice when I put out my hand to shake hands, she didn't took my hand?
I noticed. Go, Jake, please tell him to sit on the table.
Don't bother setting a place for me, Mrs. Colby. I guess I'm not very welcome here tonight. I don't know why...
All right, Seymour, all right, Seymour, please.
Sammy wants you to go in.
So go inside, Jake. We invited them.
I'm going. If living till tomorrow meant being 100 years older, I would welcome the dawn.
Excuse me, Seymour, just let me get the plates together.
She's a beautiful girl, Walter's fiancé. Rosie's just as beautiful. She's not a usual girl, I guess. Well, Rosie's not usual either. She's very young looking, that Mrs. Jerome, Walter's mother. Well, that's her business to look young, I guess.
Excuse me, Sam, just come here, come up to the
shop. That's her business to believe her advertisements if she looked old. She made a fortune with the slogan of youth. Beautiful figure of a woman. I'll bet you used to have a beautiful figure too, Mrs. Goldberg.
Let me eat, Molly. At least that'll help while away the evening.
Go inside, please, and tell him to sit on the table.
Are you going to serve finger bowls, Molly?
Hey, Jake, please, have I got enough? Excuse me, Seymour, please. Help me with the glasses. Yes, please.
I'll carry it.
Thank you. Walter?
Yeah. Some people in this world make trouble no matter where they go. And I mean you, Walter Jerome.
Seymour.
Good night, Mrs. Goldberg. I'll go out the back way.
Mrs. Goldberg, Sammy just told me that you were upset because I wrote to Rosie.
I would be very pleased, Walter, if you didn't write to her. I would appreciate it.
Well, I wanted...
I know. Walter, Rosie's a child, and she's young, and she's
very... Very nice.
Yes, very nice. In a few years, Rosie will look at this as something very foolish. But now it's important to her. And whether you know it or not, I can tell you now that Rosalie went away to Florida because...
I know.
Well, then if you know, I want you to know further that I would like it much better if you didn't write to Rosalie. You're engaged and you're going to be married to your fiancé and Walter, those are obligations. And no matter what you may or may not think of them, other people consider them. Especially me. After all, I'm Rosalie's mother. And for me, what Rosalie feels about life is important. And this, I mean her going away, your coming here, your being engaged, are all very important things. They make her feel certain things, they make her think certain things, and I know that a mother can't protect her child from life. But she can see to it that life strikes how shall I say it, gently? And excuse me, Walter, but I think it would be better, much better for you and for Rosie if we stopped this where it is. Your mother and your fiancé are here. I'm happy to meet them. But if you have problems, they're for you to settle. And no matter how, I don't think your coming here is good. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I don't want Rosie's feelings to be hurt either. And if I have to choose, you know how I must choose. And I will choose. Now, would you mind please taking the telephone, because my hands are full with the dishes, please, Mr. Bill.
Yes?
Yes? Just tell him to hold.
Yes.
Listen to me,
Hold. Oh, hello, Rosie.
It's Rosalie. Excuse me, let me have the phone, please. Hello? Hello, Rosalie? Vivi, fine. How are you? Yeah?
Who is on the phone?
It's Rosalie, Jake. Papa wants to know who is on the phone. I said Rosalie. Yes.
Let me say a word.
Just 1 minute. Papa wants to say a word. He's pulling the telephone out of my hand. 1 minute, Mom and you. Here. Tammy?
How are you, Rosie? Hello, dear. Yes, he is.
What, Mom?
Rosie's on the phone.
Yes. Yes.
Let Sammy say a voice.
Just a minute, Rosalie. Here is Sammy.
Hello? Hello, Rosie. Fine?
Yeah. Yes, Rosie. Just a minute. Rosie wants to talk to you, Walter.
Your mother would be happy if I didn't talk to Rosie.
Ma.
Sammy.
Hello? Hello, just a minute, Rosie. What did you say, Ma? Why did you say anything?
Molly's words have taken effect, but the immediate effect may be quite different from the long-range one. And meanwhile, there's the problem of completing this night. Well, here's a lady who writes that she's tired of washing dishes with halfway soaps. Yep, she's tired of bar soaps because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps because they're short on gentleness for her hands. Now, if you're tired of halfway soaps too, then try New Does. That new kind of granulated soap. You know, Does does everything in your wash, and it has everything for dishes too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Why, just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, Does is the only leading granulated wash day soap to give your hands this extra gentle care. Yet, Does can't be beat by any soap for speedy dishwashing. Cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Remember, you can tell the difference in Does right in the suds. Just try Does today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Next time, Molly gets a few indications of the kind of woman Mrs. Jerome is. And Molly thinks of Rosie. This is James Fleming, wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.